Well, aren't you looking lonely? It's not often you see a gorgeous girl like yourself sitting all alone, especially at a party like this. Can I buy you a drink? That's a shame. I was hoping to treat you to a little something. I guess now I'm just going to have to use my personality, huh? I'm assuming you came to this party alone. Well, I figured since you were sitting by yourself and no one had come over to talk to you in about 10 minutes, that you had no date with you. And since I also happened to come alone, I figured I would walk over. No reason for both of us to be lonely, right? It's not every day I see a woman as stunning as you with no one fawning over her. Does that mean you're taken? Single? Seems like a good sign to me, considering I'm single too. Well, it's nice to meet you, beautiful. All my friends call me Imogen. What do you go by? What an interesting name. It sounds so familiar. Have I heard of you before? Yes, it must just be a common name. What made you come to this party alone? Formalities aren't usually fun to attend by yourself. I'm here on business. Just looking for someone in particular. A client of mine has asked me to network for them. And that's what I'm doing here. It's quite boring, in all honesty, but at least I'm getting paid to drink and eat and flirt with pretty girls. But enough about my boring job. I want to know more about you. Do you know anyone here? You don't? Here, let me help you out then. You see that man in the navy suit? No, not the one with hair, the one that's balding. Yeah, him. Stay far away from him. He gets handsy when he has too many drinks. And then you see that younger man next to him? Yep, the one with the rose in his pocket. That's his son. He's just as bad, if not worse, than his father. And you see the woman in the pink dress? Yep, that's the one. She's the biggest gossip you'll ever meet. If you want some tea, just go to her. She knows everything about everyone. There's no way you would be invited to an event like this without her knowing at least something about you. It's how she sticks around and stays relevant. When you know everything about everyone, people want to keep you on their good side. Unfortunately for me, she doesn't seem to enjoy me. Not that I mind, of course. I just like to keep her in my books. She pays well when she's a client. Back to work. Here. Why don't you follow me to the dance floor? It's gotta be a lot more interesting than this conversation about my job. And I happen to think someone as gorgeous as you deserves to have at least one dance at a ball like this. When's the next time you're going to get the chance, doll? Exactly. Take my hand and let me lead you to the dance floor. Ooh, so cold. Are you sick or something? I didn't know that poor circulation could make your hands feel so cold and dead. It's kind of like holding an ice cube in my hands. No matter. Follow me. I still want to show you a good time. I'll lead, you follow. Feel my arm against your lower back as we start to step together. That's it, doll. Just like that. Follow my motions. You're natural. Have you ever danced before? Good to know. Laughing as I spin you a bit. Now that's a noise I could hear all day and never tire of. I don't know how a girl like you is still single. Not afraid to let go a bit. Easy to talk to. And you're easy on the ice, too. You have it in the bag, doll. Why has no one snatched you up yet? You don't think anyone can keep up with you? I don't think that's fair to others. You haven't given someone a fair chance in a while, have you? So why not take a chance on me? I mean, clearly we have chemistry. You're enjoying being twirled around by me, aren't you? One of my hands holding yours, another holding your hip. You easily follow where I take you. You're having fun, doll. The smile is plastered on your pretty face. It makes me curious if you've recognized me yet. Oh, yes. We have met before. Don't you remember, doll? It's okay. Maybe this will jog your memory. My hand sliding up your waist, caressing every curve of yours until my hand is pressed against your neck and right under the sleeve of my suit. You feel something sharp poking at your neck. That's a wooden stake, doll. I know who you are. I know what you are. And I've been hired to hunt you down. I just thought I would have a little bit of fun with my prey before the hunt begins. Oh, it wouldn't be good if you had a shocked look on your face, doll. You don't want someone coming over and asking what's wrong, do you? It wouldn't be good to cause a scene right here. That would mean your little secret gets out. And I don't think either of us want that, right? Then you should come with me. Take my hand and follow me upstairs. Put a smile on your face and pretend we're sneaking away together. Excuse me. Coming through. Yes, yes, sorry, I know, it's so crowded here. Wonderful dress, love the color. Ooh, those shoes are so cute, you look so good. Yes, please, excuse us. Yes, right this way. Right up the stairs, doll, come on. No one's paying any attention to us now. They're all in their own little worlds. We can go down the hall and enter one of the rooms. As long as there's no mess left behind, no one will be any wiser. Let's see. I think this door. There we are. It's much better now that we're away from all that noise, right? I can actually hear you in here. We don't have to play a little cat and mouse game about our intentions now. I know what you are, doll. You're a vampire. And I'm sure you've put the pieces together, but I'll spell it out in case you're a bit dull. I'm a vampire hunter. I've been hired by someone to hunt you down and bring your ashes back as proof. Now, I was going to seduce you, take you upstairs and stake you. And then I saw you. There's this presence about you. You're not like the other vampires I hunt most of the time. You're not feral. You still have your wits about you. You're not some mindless killing machine. You're actually intelligent, aren't you? So that means if I push you up against the wall like this, the stake pressed right to your heart this time, you're not going to bite me, are you? That a girl. I don't want your mouth anywhere near my neck tonight. I don't care how pretty you are, doll. I'm not risking my career just for a chance at fucking you. Oh, what's with that face? You seem shocked. Did you not think that this is where we were headed? Come on. You have to admit it. We have some pretty great chemistry. From how I twirled you on the dance floor, how you grinded against me so eagerly. You're attracted to me, aren't you? You can admit it. It seems you have a soft spot for women in suits with warding tattoos. It's never good to leave home without protection. Now, should we continue to flirt, or can I kiss you? I still think it's considered flirting if there's a stake pressed against your chest. So is that a yes to the kiss question, or... Don't get too excited now. You wouldn't want to accidentally stake yourself. And if I remove the stake, how else am I going to get you to behave for me? That bit of fear is the only thing that keeps vampires in check. You're going to be a good girl for me, aren't you? Well, would you look at that? Starting to get flustered at that? Do you like being called a good girl, doll? I think that's something you're going to have to earn. What's this I'm feeling, doll? Is this all because of me? So wet, doll. You've ruined these panties, haven't you? Soaked all the way through them. The stake against your chest should make you scared. But instead, it's making you wetter. Thinking about how easy it would be for me to destroy you. Just one wrong move from me, right? Guess that gives you even more incentive to behave yourself, huh? Let me take care of it, doll. Good girls get help when wet. You should have just told me how soaked you were while we were dancing. Maybe I would have fucked you right there on the floor. Press my knee between your thighs. Encourage you to grind against it right there on the floor. You would have done it too, wouldn't you have? Because you want to prove what a good girl you are. Show me that you deserve to be saved. After all, I hold everything in my hands for you, don't I? Rubbing your clit with one, holding a stake to your chest with another. It shouldn't feel as good as it does, huh? The tip of the stake brushing over your breasts. I pull down your top, exposing your tits to the air, placing the stake right against your nipple. I start to run a little circle around it, while my fingers continue to rub your clit. The sharp tip drags against your skin, not enough to break it open, just enough to sting, to remind you it's there. It causes you to moan and to start rocking into my touch. Oh, just like that, doll. You're being a good girl for me. Do you think you can keep it up? You're going to have to prove it to me. Earn your orgasm. That's what good girls do. And you want to be a good girl for me, don't you? Yeah, of course you do. Moving the stake over to your other nipple, pressing it lightly into it. You feel the sharpness. It combines with the pleasure from my finger, stroking you so gently, you can't help but stutter. Your hips try to rock against me, try to get you more friction, but the stake pressing a bit harder into your flesh makes you stop right away. Reminds you, behave yourself, doll. The stake tells you not to get too excited. Good girls do as they're told and don't behave like brats. You get what I give you, and you're grateful that it isn't a stake in your heart, right? Let me hear you say it. Say thank you for the pleasure, mistress. Very good. Let me hear it again. One more time, but louder. I want it to be heard through the locked door. I want everyone to know exactly what we're doing in here. Oh, what a good girl you are for me. Yes, making mistress so happy by doing what you're told. That's it, yes. Just like that. Moan for me, gorgeous girl. You're so pretty up against the wall, doing such a good job of keeping your mouth away from my neck. I bet you want to bite me right now, don't you? Oh, I bet you do. Can hear my blood pumping underneath my skin. You want to be filled with me, don't you? Have my blood coursing through your veins. Want to know what I taste like, what I feel like in your mouth, how delicious I am for you. The more I play with your clit, my fingers dipping inside your pussy, the harder it is for you to control yourself. Can see your fangs popping in and out of your gums as you moan around me. Oh, that's it, doll. Let it all out. It's not good to keep things to yourself. No one's going to hear you. They're too involved with themselves. So you can let go. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the pleasure I grant you. You're feeling good, aren't you? I thought so. Getting closer with every stroke against your clits. My fingers continue to thrust in and out. You're getting filled with me in another way, aren't you? Instead of it being your mouth full of my delicious blood, it's your pussy filled with my wonderful fingers. It's not the same, but it's similar enough, isn't it? Oh, look at you. What a good girl you're being for me. Getting closer to your orgasm. Yes, that's it. Focus only on how good my fingers feel against you. Working you closer. You feel the stick switching between your nipples, but you can't even care. It all feels so good. You're trying your best to not arch into my touch, to not stake yourself, but that threat, it's ever present in your mind, isn't it? It's the only thing you can think about. Getting fucked stupid upstairs, right above a ball. Your pleasure consuming your mind. It's a good thing no one has any idea what we're doing up here. If either of us were actually important, I'm sure someone would be searching for us. But you prefer to be in the shadows, don't you? You do your best work out of sight. It's why I had such a hard time looking for you. That's why I had to come to this ball. It was the only place I could track you down. You like to stay out of sight, doll. You actually gave me a bit of a challenge. That should make you smile, knowing what a difficult target you were, right? Because now you want to be good for me. Because being good for me is the only way you're getting permission to orgasm. You have to be a good girl on your best behavior. The fear of the stake has melted into pleasure and adrenaline. You can feel yourself getting closer, your hips rocking furiously against my hand, trying to take my fingers deeper inside you, trying to get more friction against your clit. You're absolutely desperate, aren't you? I had no clue that vampires could become desperate. You're supposed to be a strong and preternatural thing. It seems that that is all just an act, because underneath it, you're just like a human. Still just as needy as the rest of us. Enjoying your pleasures one touch at a time. Oh, yes, that's it. That's good. Can feel you getting closer as you clench around me. Is that your way of letting me know just how close you are to coming, doll? What a clever girl you are. Keep it up. I'll let you know when you've had enough. You can take just a little bit more. I know you can. Can feel it from how you're shaking against me. Trying to stay up. Sandwiched between my body and the wall. If it wasn't for those two things, you would be a puddle on the floor. Lost to your own pleasure. that feels good, huh? The way my finger is circling your clits, touching you just how you like, reading all of your body signs to make sure you feel your best. That's it. That's a good girl. I'm impressed that you can put aside your vampiric tendencies for a bit of fun with a human. I wasn't sure if you would, but I guess with a stake against your chest, anything's possible. What a good girl you're being. You're close, aren't you? Do you want to come, doll? Then come for me. You've earned it. Be a good girl and come for me. Come for mistress. Just like that, doll. Good job. Letting go like that. Yes. That's it. What a good, good doll you are for me. I guess I can put the steak away now that you've shown me you can be a good girl, right? Then, before I let you back to the party and enjoy the rest of your night, you're going to make a pact with me. This pact will be in exchange for letting you live. 1. From now on, you are not to kill any victims. You are to drain them to almost death. 2. You are not allowed to attack your neighbors. I can't tell you who hired me, but it was one of them. 3. You're going to want to move houses. I'll gather up some ashes from the fireplace and tell my client that they are you. This is for both of our sakes. And finally, if I call for you, I expect you to come. Since I'm letting you live, it's the least that you can do for me. And just remember, I'm only letting you live out of the niceness of my heart. If you do something to piss me off, I'll have no problem staking you. Have a good night, doll. I'll be seeing you around.